potential smash alert. Ew. Between Jason Momoa and Kate Beckinsale.
Uh-oh. Also, is it once again under the end for Anthony Anderson and his beautiful wife, Alvina?
Plus, we're dishing with the latest unmasked singer, NFL star Jordan Mailata.
That and so much more. So let's get started. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation. Brad, what you got first?
Hello.
Well, it looks like Will Smith finally apologized to Chris Rock. He took to IG yesterday and called his behavior unacceptable and inexcusable. He wrote, "I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line and I was wrong. I'm embarrassed and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. There is no place for violence in a world of love and kindness." But wait, y'all. If you think the apology was the icing on the cake, get this. A fan decided to tattoo the whole slap incident on their leg, y'all. Oh my God. No. But before we get into that, what y'all think about Will's apology?
It would have been nice to see like him actually say it as opposed to a statement. But then we don't know if he actually called Chris.
I would like to think he has Chris Rock's number. Yeah, Chris has kind of been
mumbling. He should do like the president does, hold a State of the Union address. and they stop
like a press
TV.
Conference.
Yes, a press conference. Yeah. Exactly.
Is this tattoo taking it too far?
Yes. I mean, come on, get a lot. Don't you have like roses and skulls?
Right.
Like there's your mother.
Koi fish. Your dead dog.
What are you tattooing an event for? Yeah. Like literally.
Because it's an epic event. You're never going to see something like that happen again. Like, you know, was Chris Rock getting slapped by Will Smith on your 2022 bingo card? Because it definitely wasn't on mine.
No.
That was
hell
a rare moment.
So when he lifts up his pants leg in 10 years, is it going to look like Will Smith and Chris Rock?
No, probably not.
You're going to know what this incident is, though. No one in our lifetime is going to ever forget
remember?
This. Everybody's going to remember.
It looks like it's on his wrist, actually.
I am so glad that they're Will's apologizing, because I have to tell you, it was on TV from morning till night.
But here's the thing. For the longest time, everybody's been talking about how boring the Oscars were. This is the most that the Oscars have been talked about in years.
This is true.
Yeah.
Well, moving on, it looks like there's a potential smash alert on the horizon. Okay, very surprised. Jason Momoa and Kate Beckinsale were spotted looking pretty cozy at an Oscars after party.
Oh, wow.
So reportedly, Jason Momoa was offering Kate his jacket to keep warm, but from the looks of these photos, I think it's a little hot. I think he warmed up.
It was a little close. Them bodies was
definitely
a little close together.
Well, I thought he was back with Lisa Monet. I don't like that, honey. Him and Lisa Monet together.
I heard that him and Lisa aren't back together.
Really? I thought they were working it out, though. That's the last report.
Exactly.
Can a man just give his coat up for a woman who's cold?
No.
Not as close as they stand.
Not without that look.
She kind of pulled it to him, honey.
I've seen a lot of cold, ugly chicks in parties, man, and nobody opened up a jacket.
Jason, you know, the story is Jason has wanted to marry Lisa Bonet since he was eight
Forever.
Years old. Yeah. They've been together so long, and I think, you know, I like seeing him. If they're happier apart, this is nice.
Yeah.
This is really nice.
No. Yeah. I think Aquaman showed her his flipper trick later that night. Yeah. I think something happened.
All right, well, it looks like Anthony Anderson and his wife of 22 years, Alvina Anderson, are calling it quits again.
Oh, my goodness.
So, word on the curb is Alvina filed for divorce over the weekend, citing irreconcilable differences as the reason for the breakup. Now, if you remember, this isn't the first time that this has happened. Now, Alvina previously filed for divorce back in September 2015, but they was able to patch things up.
I feel so sorry for Alvina, honey. They met at Howard University, HBCU, and now they breaking up, honey, like common people.
Why you feel sorry for her? What if it's not her fault?
Oh, right. Yeah, it's his fault. Trust me.
Why? How you going to just blame him? We don't even know.
Sometimes people grow apart.
They do.
It's been 22 years, and sometimes that, you know, that bicoastal thing, Anthony's been working nonstop, and you know, the kids are grown. Sometimes, you know, when kids get grown, you look up and go, I don't even know who you are.
Right. Like, 22 years, like, damn, that's a long time to be together.
But still, people been married for 50 years. I just love. I don't, we ain't breaking apart. I'm sorry.
Well, you know
exactly.
Who
we're gonna work on this.
You know who ain't gonna love love? Where you don't like the person anymore, or you grew apart.
When your ass go to work, I'll be unmiserable for those 8 hours, honey, and do what I need to do. Then when you come back home.
Hey guys, so yesterday we showed you that viral photo of Nicole Kidman in shock at the Oscars. Well, it turns out that it wasn't from what she saw from Willie and Chris.
Oh,
yeah, it wasn't
bad.
Reports are saying claiming that it was before the show even started, and according to some research, Nicole might have just been excited to see Jessica Chastain. I would have been excited too.
But the
internet detective saw her wearing Keith Urban's jacket later on by the time the slap took place, so it's not the slap reaction.
Yeah. My God, the internet detective's that thorough?
Yeah, right. We know the internet won't stop until they find out who she was excited to see. Who do you guys think she was excited to see? I think it was Jason Momoa, y'all.
Okay, well, you know, being that people in Hollywood don't typically eat, somebody came through with some hors d'oeuvres and snacks, and she was very excited to see it.
HK, yes.
Yo, but still, give me that excitement, the joy. Y'all don't do that around here. Y'all just...
Yes, we do, Gary.
Yes, we do, Gary.
No, what do you want us to freeze our excitement for you?
Yeah, let's do it now.
Okay, have a moment in time, like Whitney Houston said.
I think Sherry had a stroke.
You make me stroke out on
you. Stroke out, y'all.
That's all I ask. Just keep on stroking.
All right, y'all, moving on. So Malia Obama is about to have us glued to television screens everywhere.
Yay.
Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, inked an 8-figure deal with Amazon for a series and hired the former first daughter as a writer. Yes.
Wow.
And when asked if he thought Malia had the potential to be an Oscar-winning writer, one day he said, "I think she pretty much has the potential to do anything." But when asked if Barack and Michelle pitched him ideas, he said, "Not yet." Now, what y'all think about this? She is only 23 years old.
Good for her. Good for her. And you know, she's amazing. She's smart. She's going to do it. She's going to do the damn thing.
The perspective that she can offer, you know, from a writing standpoint, not too many people could offer that same perspective and worldview.
Right.
Because she's seen some different things.
And you guys, not only writing skills, but security, because, you know, Secret Service is going to be around. So it's like, that's
my that
are
might
they still
curb
around
your creativity.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you get it for life, Brett. But that's what I don't like, because when you're in the writer's room, you got to be creative. I don't know how creative you're going to be with two men in black suits standing next to you.
She's like, Sherry's getting up. She's getting chips. She's getting chips. Keep an eye on her.
She used to, but the other writers, Brad, it's like if you in there trying to do your thing in the studio, you got Secret Service just standing there. But I feel for Malia. This is where I'm happy for her, but this is where I feel for her, because she's 23 years old. She's just starting out. It's a lot of pressure, because they're already talking about this is the president's daughter,
Yeah,
yeah. So she's got to walk into a writer's room full of people, probably with experience, and come up with something great, because it's Donald Glover. So I really feel for her, and I hope that she can mentor
up. She's always, Sherry, been the cool ass president's daughter.
That's even more pressure.
But do y'all think it's fair that she got this job, though? I mean, look, Keisha grew up in the projects with bullets flying all night, honey, camera.
And she has some work, Gary, to where, like, they're like, okay, she's good. She didn't just be like, hey, give me a writing gig. And he's like, okay.
They just gave it to her. She had to probably turn in some pieces.
He probably saw some samples of things that she's written, Gary.
Yeah.
You know.
But you know what? It's about damn time brown folks get some nepotism around here. So, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it either way, man.
Yeah, that's true. Too chewy.
Up next, we're going to talk about something Gary's alter ego, Tinsley Falkenstein, can relate to. Rich white woman shade. Thrown by Lady Gaga after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Guys, welcome back, y'all. All right, Lady Gaga has lots of fans, including Caitlyn Jenner. But the feeling might not be mutual. So here it goes. The two stars bumped into each other at Elton John's Oscars party Sunday night, and it doesn't seem like they're going to be getting coffee together anytime soon. Check it out. I'm changed baristas. Is this the ultimate white woman shade?
I think so, man. That's pretty serious. That's pretty serious, y'all.
Yeah. Because, you know, when you get your Starbucks, that's the Starbucks you at.
Right.
You don't
right.
change up.
You don't do it.
The person that makes that doggone venti thing, that's the way they do it. Because Caitlyn Jenner is a big-time Republican.
Right.
And she's voiced that you think that, like, turn Lady Gaga off, like, she don't want nothing to do with her.
She doesn't want to share a Frappuccino with her because of that.
Okay.
don't know. Maybe. Possibly.
No, sir, no, ma'am.
And you could tell, like, they, you know, that Caitlyn dug for that icebreaker, and that icebreaker didn't quite work. It was like a very dead end to the conversation that she was trying to have, too.
What if somebody changed up on you that kind of messed you up and kind of hurt, you were hurt by? Has that ever happened to you
guys?
No,
it wasn't that. I remember, if y'all remember AJ Sanders from A Different World.
No.
Like, y'all so young. She was on A Different World. And we're both, no, we're both, yeah, she was one of the main characters on A Different World, Brett.
Which
and
one?
She's I don't remember. She just was a character on there. Like, she didn't.
Was she like in the intro? Like, yeah. like what are people throwing their head
at? A Different World, that was when there was a college. When it first started, she was one of the little characters on there. And she was a stand-up. And I remember going, hey, AJ, I don't have your number. And she goes, because I didn't give it to you. And I was like,
oh, I know she's going to be on Sherry, honey. Crying. I can't wait to see her.
Oh, that's something that's way faster than Lady Gaga and Caitlyn, and that's Katy Perry's Transfer. So during a sing-along on last night's American Idol, Katy decided to drop it like it's hot with unexpected results. Check it out.
Muscat and tie jeans be your teenage dream tonight. Can I get some tape, some gaffer tape?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow.
We've all been there.
Right?
The gaffer tape, they had to put gaffer tape across and down, which means her whole booty was out.
Right.
I hope she didn't have them grandmama drawers on.
Man, you know, I hope she had drawers on, period, because I don't wear drawers. Yeah. So if something like this happened to me, yo,
fuck everybody. But here's the crazy thing, like, you know, and the way this got patched up, it's actually crazy enough to work. I could see people, like, actually designing jeans that look like this.
Son.
Have you guys ever had a wardrobe malfunction like this?
When I did the Jamie Foxx show, I played Garcelle Bouvet's best friend Fancy. Mm-hmm. And so I have a problem because my boobs are so big. If it's cold, the nipples get really hard.
Same.
Yours too,
Me too.
So Jamie saw it and he was like, cut, you got to cover up her nipples because they're too hard. So the wardrobe lady, they got these nipple pads and she put them on and then they say action and Jamie goes, cut. They were still hard.
Yo.
They ended up putting like 3 layers of nipple covers on them. And the girl kept going, it still keeps getting hard. And I went, because you keep touching them.
Oh.
They get hard if you touch them. Yeah. So literally.
They like udders or something. Huh?
All right, it's deal time. The Morning Save spokesperson, Rosalind Daniels, is here. What you got for us today, Roz?
Okay, you guys. So today I have the deal that is going to make your dentist fall in love with you. It's the Fine Life Sonic Tooth brush with 4 brush heads, and it has 3 cleaning modes. You can use clean, white, or polish, and it has a 2-minute timer to help you brush for the recommended amount of time.
Ooh, and then you can scan the QR code below and start shopping now. But Rosalind, girl, I need to know, honey, what colors does it come in?
Well, it comes in white, black, blue, and rose gold, and it could last for about 85 days off of 1 full charge.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And the brush head has a nice travel cap, so you could just grab and go.
I mean, that sounds great and all, but it has to be expensive.
Well, the vendors did want to give an exclusive rate to Morning Save. So we've seen this toothbrush go for as high as $80, but now for Dish Nation viewers, you can get it for only $15.
Ooh, you heard her. Yeah. Just head on over to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. Thanks for stopping by, Rosalind.
You're welcome.
Up next, we're talking to the latest eliminated person from The Masked Singer. You don't want to miss this. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back, Dish Nation. We have a football star here with us today, and unfortunately, he had to go home from The Masked Singer. Please welcome Philadelphia Eagles player, the artist formerly known as Thingamabob, the one and only Jordan Mailata. What's up with you, brother? How you doing, man?
Doing good, brother. Doing good. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. You might have had the judges fooled, but not the viewers. What do you think made people automatically assume it was you online, man?
Hey, man, we got some pretty diehard fans, man. We got some, the Birds, diehard fans, man. They just know everything about their players, man. They love their players. They appreciate their players, and they show love. And yeah, I'm not surprised that they were able to just... Yes.
People knew, brother. People knew on Twitter. There was that's Jordan. That's Jordan right there.
I was shocked, too. I was like, damn, man. It couldn't have been that easy.
Yeah. What was your reaction initially, man, when you were approached to do the show? Because I know I'd be excited.
I was excited. I was excited. Once I understood, you know, the opportunity, I was excited.
Brother, talk to me about the costume, because I'm 6'4", man. I'm 6'4", and I have trouble finding things that fit me, especially a costume like this. Brother, you're 6'8", so please explain to me how the hell they fit your big ass in the thingamabob costume.
Oh, man, I was shocked that they found the clothes that could fit me and even make a headpiece that could fit me. It's just,
yeah,
it was just hilarious just seeing it. Like, they handmade some stuff, and it was just... Yeah, you got to put it on. I was like, okay.
Did any of your friends or family call you or text you when you were on the show or while you were on the show? Could you, like, how could you keep this a secret, bro? Like, I know I couldn't.
It was easy. It was around the season had just ended. Everybody was going their separate ways, you know, after the season ended. And then the Super Bowl was, you know, in 2 weeks. And it was just, it just helped a lot when it was saying that. Oh, we're in LA because of the Super Bowl.
But right.
People there, you know?
Damn, I don't know how you kept that a secret, my guy. I really don't, man. I don't know if I could, man. I don't know if I could. But yo, like, what can we expect from you in the new season, man? I know you're preparing already. Like, you always hope for a Super Bowl, always as an organization. But what can we expect from you this season, man?
To be better than our last, man. We're going to look at the tape. We did that. We're a very accountable team. And so we're just going to look back at the tape and see where we need to really improve on. And we're going to attack it every day, especially this OTA period. We get to come in the building and be around the guys, build those relationships, build the team chemistry up.
Yeah, man.
And be around and be work on our fundamentals, man.
I hear you, bro.
This is what got us where we were at last year. And yeah, we're just going to keep emphasizing the small details, man.
I hear you, man. But you know what? You killed it, brother, on The Masked Singer. You did that. I had no idea you could sing like that, my man. Great job. You, great job as Thingamabob. And just thank you so much for hanging with us. And make sure to catch The Masked Singer this Wednesday on Fox. You never know who will be under the mask. And keep it locked right here, because we got more Dish Nation after the break. Jordan, I see you, brother. Thank you so much for hanging out, man. I appreciate you.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Hey. It is time for Tattoo or Tattoo.
We're great at that.
We're so good.
So good.
So while on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, Bridgerton star Simone Ashley showed off a tattoo of a cat right above her ankle. But wait until you hear the story behind it. Mm. She said she did this tattoo all by herself after watching a prison inmate's tutorial online during lockdown. I didn't know prisoners got to do YouTube video.
I know they talk on the phone.
All right, well, go ahead. So how did she do, y'all? Is this a tattoo or a tattoo?
It's a tattoo. Tattoo, 100%.
I thought it was a wolf. That's the cat.
Yeah, yeah. She's awesome.
Do you realize the angle that you have to kind of crouch down in to, like, tattoo your own, like, leg?
Yeah.
To get
and
a cat?
To make get it look up there?
Like any level of animal? Well done.
Yeah, man.
Ooh. Okay, can tattoo. We get back to the prisoners, first of all? What kind of tools do they let you use to do a tutorial to tattoo yourself?
Little pin. Ink. Little pin and some ink.
You're not supposed to have that.
They get it. They get it.
Wow. Yeah. Well, go ahead. I didn't know. Where do you look for online tutorials?
On YouTube, Sherry.
The whole you just game look up is prisoners? On YouTube,
yeah.
Right?
You
right
can now. Learn so, it, how to do anything on YouTube.
Right.
So a prisoner, I just look up prisoner tutorial?
Tattoo? Yeah, you can get a husband now too, honey. Laptop.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be on that site. Shoot.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.